خمسة.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Better Pants.
What's up? What is up?
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Bye. I got kind of looped there. What are we talking about?
We were just talking about Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, we don't know where she is.
No, we were just playing it there, a bit of nostalgic buzz. Louis said he got it. I haven't played that since fucking primary school, man.
Same. So it's a hard game to get working. I can even get mine barely working.
Oh, I never completed it. I could never find fucking Carmen Sandiego.
That's not a point.
Bitch.
It's like, just getting a weird Wally book and going, I can't find
them. I know, I always found Wally. I was good at that. Find Wally, because I could just have to look in the book. Like, with Carmen Sandiego is a different game.
Gotta look in the game.
Yeah, but it was hard. I thought it was hard.
It actually is, not fairness. I'm like on my fifth case. I think you do 40 in the game. Because remember, like me, fourth class teacher, I used to always complete the game.
40?
Yes.
Jesus.
So I think 40 is the maximum. And I have to open up the little encyclopedia and look up shit. Like, they give you the most mundane fucking clues of all time. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, private detective, work with the police. Where did the bad guy go? Well, I heard that he went to a place where Piccadilly has a circus, doesn't leave.
Yeah. Piccadilly Circus, is it?
I got it, like England. Why not just say England? You know what? Where? Back of the van.
See, I didn't even get that first. I just thought Piccadilly Circus.
Back of the van.
But where
fucking
is that? England.
Obstruction of justice, telling me fucking riddles, and someone's out there stealing the snow off Mount Fuji. Get the fuck. Back of the van. Oh, yeah, I'm swearing, sorry.
It was a good hour.
Back of the van.
It was still a good game, though, Carmen Sandiego.
It is. I'm having great crack playing it.
That and Zumbinis.
I'm going to definitely Zumbinis. Look for Zumbinis. You can't
get a phone. Class, can you?
It's fiver, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Zumbinis. Make me a pizza.
Make your own pizza.
Yeah, man. That was the hardest part for me. I was like, oh, fuck. You just have to get people to help me in school.
It's like a rock troll or something. Was he?
Yeah, when we were in primary school in computers class, we played like...
I still don't know.
We're like, yeah, who knows what pizza that he likes?
It's random, like, what
I know,
he wants.
Yeah, we didn't cop that it was randomly generated, though. It's just like, try that one. We're like, it doesn't work, you liar. Let's try a different one.
Big, fat head in them looking for the pizza. This little small 40 thing walks over and goes, here you go. And he's just like...
No, I never completed that one either.
Into the river with you. You're like, ah! Yeah,
every Zumbini died. Every fucking Zumbini.
And there was another one as well. We had to cross the bridge. And for some, I don't know, I probably just did it wrong. It's probably done by, like, weight or, like, how many... Like, this bridge only takes legs, this bridge only takes wheels or something. Ah, so many Zumbinis died.
Yeah, the bridge, wasn't it? Yeah,
so many Zumbinis just died that day.
I never actually fully understood it. I'd like to play it again.
It's probably the most simplest thing.
I know.
That's
why I want to play it again, because I just need to complete it. Just so I can say I did. I completed it in me when I was nearly 30.
It's an achievement. Done. Platinum trophy.
Yeah. But anyway,
it looks all updated on the phone. That's why I never got it. I actually bought my 34th game on my phone last week.
What
the week before. Video game Tycoon.
Oh, really?
It's a game where you have to make video games.
I remember Roller Coaster Tycoon.
This is just sitting in a room. You just have like a room and you click the type of game you want to make, and you have like 50 different types of games, like genres, and then you have to pick what system it goes on.
You make your own game.
Yeah, but you go through like what goes in, you have to like move these sliders going, right, I want to focus more on sound and less on graphics and what type of game it is, and you have to upgrade your engine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it goes through like the year, so you start off on like the Commodore and the PC, and then like Nintendo is bringing out a new system.
Nintendo?
Yeah, because you can't get copyright fucking
Nintendo.
And then the Play system comes out. And then
Vincenzo,
all this stuff coming out. The Super Nintendo is coming out, and also like, but the picture comes up, it's like, all right, it's a SNES, it's a Nintendo, but you make your own games. And it's the whole, I think the best part of it is you get to name the game, it has nothing to do with what you name, they can just get named like game one, game two, you have to get
is that what you named it, Nintendo?
Oh, absolutely not. I named all my games.
What did you name?
So I had like an alternate history where the picture is a terrorist in the back of a velociraptor. So
what?
Yeah, that's what the alternate history like genre is for the game. So
what
I made an action game, which was an alternate history, and it was an alternate history action game, and it was called President Velociraptor.
President Velociraptor.
And then after some time,
what up, T-Rex?
After some time, you can design sequels and pick an actual sequel, so that gets the hype.
Yeah.
So I made President Velociraptor 2. President Velociraptor.
President Velociraptor.
It was President Velociraptor. Two terms.
Two terms? Two terms. Second term.
But in my head, I have all these, like, the game's deadly and all that. But then it gets a shit
reveal. The governing.
Or I make a romantic similar in the PC.
Yeah.
It's called Get Your Hole. Or Get Your Hole 2, A Copper's Love Story.
PC version.
Yeah, I'll laugh when we at you. Or just straight up.
Classic games, and anyway.
So yeah, we're playing Karma Sunny. I'm playing that.
Remember another game called Stanley Stickers that I played in primary school?
It was
like a storytelling game using stickers on the computer, like
using Stanley stickers.
Yeah, that was the only
school.
Bit nostalgic there, and anyway.
There's a game as well that I can never find the name of. And Dean Ward knows as well. He knows the same tune off it.
What?
It was like this game. The screen was like MS Paint.
Yeah.
And you clicked on a button and it went to the next. You went through these like 17 or 18 screens and each one was like a different picture. Like it was made in MS Paint. And you moved a little bit. Or like you had music on them. Mm. And one of them was, it was a purple screen and a yellow, like kind of like a yellow circle. It was like a spotlight. And as it moved, not like a DVD logo.
Yeah, you had to search with a torch.
Yeah, but it moved automatically. And it just said, can you read this? And the music was just this, like, body,
body, body. No, I don't. I was thinking of something else there, though, that popped into my head. Body, body, body. Oh, wait. That rings a bell.
I can't. If I look up body, body, body.
That rings a fucking bell, though, that way you just sang it.
I mean, like, months ago, we were playing the forest and we were just cutting down trees and I was like, are you singing that, like, primary school games? Like,
I remember that game.
Like, Lou, I can't believe you remember that. Like, Dane, I've been searching for that for years. Like Carmen San Diego, once I find that, I'll be happy.
When you said the torch thing, I remember did you ever play the 101 Dalmatians game?
No.
And there's a part in that game on the PC where you have to search for the puppies in the attic. And it's like really dark and it's all your mouses like the torch.
Yeah.
But it's a light, you know what I mean? You have to find them all. That's what came to my head when you said that. I did actually.
Ah.
I was good at that game. But
Found all in.
That was a fucking old school PC games, kids PC games. Yes. They were good.
I'm gonna look up seeing Fun Zumbinis. Yeah, because I'm not paying for it before the update.
Anybody that has any nostalgic PC games, feel free to throw them out there.
Throw them out there.
Answer some questions. They answered other questions there.
Yeah, flying up by the way, we're nearly at 820.
Yeah, on the likes. Yeah. Get to 1,000 there, we get that hot sauce going.
Hot sauce.
In fairness, I've been minding my friend Alan. Shout out again. But I've been minding the house for him while he was honeymooning. Congratulations on the wedding.
Cracker
of a wedding.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, man, it was a beast. I was best man. Proud to be. But I've been minding the house, so I actually had a bit of Megadeth.
Yeah.
Already, and I put it in a pot noodle. Yeah, put a drop of it in a pot noodle, man, and I wasn't brave now. I put a tiny bit in, you know what I mean? But it still had that steam.
You it opened it up.
It gave me the perspective on how hot this wood is. It's going to be hot, man.
You took the lid off it.
I put the smallest bit
skull and crossbow
into a pot noodle, man, and I stored it in, and it was nice now. Like, I got the flavour out of it instead of the burn, you know what I mean? But it still had a steam to it. So, it's quite hot. So, let's get to 1,000 likes.
We'll do that.
And we'll be brave about it.
Yeah.
Can
we quickly touch on, because we're coming back up to October, can we touch on what we were planning to do?
Yeah, for the like Halloween kind of.
So last year,
Jiggy,
we were streaming a Halloween game.
Yeah, we chose
the wrong game.
Yeah.
We did. It was a good game, but it was not a good game to play blind.
Yeah, it just ended up shy, man.
I finished it. That game went on for another 20 hours.
Oh, jeez.
And I had great crack with it.
It was buzzy, but like not the right game.
It wasn't a good game to play blind because I want to explore and all that. So it was the evil within. I hit a brick wall in streaming. Mm. So instead of trying to do two streams every week and trying to get through a game, what I've suggested is, and Wes is in agreement with me,
mm-hmm.
is we're going to stream one game a week, a game that I know that I can fly through.
Yeah.
So the games are, and they're not brand new games. For the most of the month, Resident Evil 2.
Resi 2.
The remake. Yeah. I can knock that out.
Louis knows the game.
I can knock it out. Good enough.
Yeah, good enough.
Been a while since I played it.
I can't.
I'll play it up again.
I bug again.
I'll find time in between doing Persona to get a couple of runs in. Because I tried speedrunning that game.
Yeah.
And I got halfway through in an hour and I just kept giving up.
What? Which game?
Resi 2.
You can speedrun Resi 2 in
an hour. I got halfway through in an hour. But I was trying to do.
So you can do the game in 2 hours.
You have to do the game in 2 hours in hardcore mode to get an achievement.
What?
But trying to do it without saving and without using health because I get all the achievements.
Take me about 2 years, man.
What I'll do is I don't know if we'll play it on normal or we'll play it on easy just to get through the stream.
Yeah.
But I can do either one. I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
the next game for the week after.
Do a stream of that, but like, what's like? Are we gonna do the might do the VR thing?
Yeah, week after is Resi 7.
Yeah,
and if we can get our hands on a VR set, we will. Our thing is, we will. I'll wear the VR set and play the game.
Go. Just lounge a VR. Yeah.
We're asking. Asking if he still has it. Can we get the lens? I'm probably having him come in on the stream if he's up for it. So the suggestions are, I wear the VR headset and I play the game, which is going to be 100% guaranteed the game will be finished.
Yeah, yeah.
Wes can wear the headset and play the game, and I can guarantee you now we will not get that finished on stream.
I don't really want to play the game. You should play the game. I'll wear the VR headset and get
we'll meet in the middle.
Freaked out.
Wes can wear the VR headset, be our eyes in the game, and I will control it with the control pad. So I'll play
so
the game.
So I'll have to look around. You'll look around. Controlling hell. Like, watch it. So if we have to fight
I can move the analog stick.
You have to do it, but I have to watch that thing.
Well, I'm watching on the TV.
I'll do that if you want, but like it might
be. But at the same time, we're finishing the game at once.
Yeah, well, you'll know where to look. Yeah, we could do that. We're finishing, just look around.
I can still move the control, I'd move around with the analog stick.
Yeah, if you're standing in front of me, if I had that thing on, you want to watch it.
So that's another thing. But we are aiming to finish the game in one go, so I won't be messing around trying to just.
Don't worry. I'll break it.
Again, I've got the achievement. I've got the game done in 3.5 hours. Again, without using health packs, without opening up the item box, I've just ran through the game.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
And the then, things are good crack.
To finish off the month, we're going to buy a new game. We're going to buy Man of Medan.
Yeah, what? How say that again?
Man of Medan.
Man of Medan. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, which is...
I was like, Man of Medan. It sounds like a bleeding Bella Medina or Bella Madina in Spain. You know what I mean? It was over in Man of Medan it was, yeah.
Over Man of Medan, it was mad scary. That is Supermassive Games, Man new game, who made Until Dawn. And they have, as well as doing like, whatever mode you play the game normally, they have a 5-person movie night mode where there's 5 characters in the game.
5 characters.
We are going to try and recruit 3 others.
We get 3 other people.
And we're going to play through that one night.
Play through.
I have not watched any of that.
No.
I have seen.
Explain how the game works, kind of. We have to.
It's like Heavy Rain Until Dawn.
Heavy Rain Until Dawn. Quick choice. You have to make quick decisions in the game. It's like kind of like a movie.
It's quick time events, yeah.
And what you decide depends on what happens.
And butterfly effects happen, and if you die, you're dead.
Yeah, there's consequences to every choice you make in the game.
If someone's character dies, they're out of the game.
And 5 of us are going to sit there as those 5 characters in the game and hopefully save everybody.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
and then at some point down the line there's like a 2-player mode as well. We might give that a bash.
Yeah, we played Until Dawn with Louis, and there's what, 5 people in that?
No, it was like 7, 8.
Sorry, 7 or 8 people. But I kept
8 or 9.
I lost one person died on me in the story, and I kept everybody alive. Was it 1 or 2 people died?
One died up until the very end.
One died up until the very end, and you I made lost one wrong choice, and it wiped out like 4 or 5 people on me, man. I was like, are you serious? I was snapping. So yeah, stuff like that's going to happen with 5 of us, but we'll video that.
That'll be live stream as well. That's going to be on twitch.tv /bitofbants.
So you'll see us playing it and you'll see what we're doing on the screen of the game.
That is the plan. A backup game we have, which we probably won't get to. It's just in case something goes wrong or I can't get a game or whatever happens. A backup game I suggest is keep with the Halloween team. It's Bloodborne. I can rub Bloodborne pretty quick.
Oh, well, yeah, you can. I haven't got the patience for that.
But I'd love you to watch Bloodborne.
Yeah, I'll watch it, yeah.
And experience.
Well, that's a good one.
Lovecraftian.
We should do something maybe like... What about Silent Hill?
Silent Hill's not on PlayStation.
One of the old ones, like.
That's not on PlayStation 4.
No, I suppose.
That's... Yeah. I'd love to. I have PT, but I know PT inside now.
You know PT. I don't, though, on the VR.
There's no VR in PT.
Is there not? No. Ah, shit.
Maybe I get you because PT's only 20-minute game.
What else is
maybe
I get you play PT. Think of it like that.
Anyway, that's October. Game, that's our plan. We're going to play Resi. Resi is fast-paced action, but also scary when it wants to be. If you don't know the game, it's going to jump you.
I know. I don't though.
And then Man of Medan is a brand new experience for all of us, and we're going to play it through, and we're going to pee the pants.
What?
Play Man of Medan.
Sorry.
We will know more as you get there. We'll also be revealing who our team is when we get them. We don't know. We haven't got them yet. The people are just going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to recruit 3 others. Then once we have them, they will be revealed.
Who wants to do it? Come on.
They will be revealed and announced on the page.
Yeah,
that's cool. So, we asked you a question. You want to answer that there? Can we go into what we asked?
Straight in, yeah.
You want to?
Go for it.
We asked you a question.
And there was a few good answers.
One of the things that people always say.
Shout out to everybody who responded as well. Shout out to you.
People always say, when it comes to listening to better bands, people listen to the Car Team Nostalgia episode.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun making that as well. We understand why you liked that episode.
That was straight out of the top of the dome.
So I was thinking, nostalgia, why, well, like, children, I can't go back to that. So, something came across a post on Reddit.
Yeah.
And it just got me thinking, I was like, this makes sense. This is a question to ask.
Good question it was.
For all the people who missed it, what we asked was there ever a moment in a childhood film,
yeah,
a cartoon or a film, that just decided to go off deep end and scar you?
That just traumatized the shit out of you.
The example was, and it is one for me,
that you cannot forget. Like, I have a couple of them.
The example was, and what sparked it all off, is Christopher Lloyd as Judge Doom in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Not only is he kind of ominous and just this, like, stoic fucking figure, but then when he gets run over with a steamroller at the end,
yeah,
and he's screaming, and you're like, what's going on? And then he just gets up, and he's like, surprised!
Yeah.
And then
that didn't really scare me, though.
It's when he puts in the helium tank, like, and he blows himself up, and he has these big eyes.
Yeah, he's always pure swell out.
Jeremy, Eddie! I'm like, this is a kid's film!
Freaky, it was freaky.
To this day, still scared.
No, one of my ones was The Mask. The part in the Jim Carrey's The Mask when the bad guy, what's his name?
I don't know, but it's not Killian Murphy.
Looks
look her up. If you look her up, I would know what. I'd give you a pass if you said Killian Murphy.
Anyway, but yeah, the bad guy, the evil gangster dude in The Mask, when he puts on the mask and he turns into the evil dude, man, that scared the absolute. Oh, that just traumatized me. And now I just remember going, oh my god, he looks so evil, man. Oh, it was scary.
It's like this big jaw, and it was like, grrr.
Mind you now, I watched P.R. Jackson's Brain Dead when I was six.
The zombie
film? Yeah, man.
Splatterhouse film, yeah.
That, I never got over that. I'll never forget it when I was living back in the flats in Ballymun. And one of my neighbours, another lad who I was friends with, he was like, yeah, he said I have this scary film and all that my dad has. And I was like, oh, we watch it and all. And I was like, all right, then we went in, put it on. Man, I was traumatized. When he's walking through the house with the lawnmower chopping up all the zombies, and I was like, oh my god. And I was like, I didn't sleep for like a week. I was remember going, ah, man, the zombies are going to get me. The zombies are going to get me. That and Are You Afraid of the Dark? That episode where the zombie comes up out of water.
Out of the pool?
Yeah. That done the same thing as well. Those two, I'll never forget those.
Are you afraid?
So yeah, that's
Are you afraid
good.
Of the dark's coming back out?
That was in around the same time. It was like 6 or 7. I saw them both in around the same time. So just, yeah, that was not good. Got another good time when I was like 6.
Are You Afraid of the Dark is definitely coming back out.
Is it?
Are You Afraid of the Dark 2019?
Yeah, as well as that, one of the responses actually, it was a mutual one of mine, Richie Walsh. Shout out to Richie.
Stop shouting people out.
Shut up. Why not? Shout out Richie people. Shout out fucking everybody. It's a thing now, right? But anyway, his one was in the movie Science. Did you ever see that?
No, but I know of it.
Is it Mel Gibson? Yeah, it's Mel Gibson, isn't it?
Yoke, it's a.
Is it?
What, yeah, it's Mel Joaquin Gibson.
Joaquin Phoenix.
It's.
Yeah, is it him?
It's what's your man's name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
No, the director.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who directed it.
It's Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Well, anyway, the part in that movie Science when they're watching the news, and you see you hear the kid going, "It's behind and all," and then next of all, you see the alien like creeping boy from the bush, man, and he just steps out, and it is the freakiest thing. Oh man, Alan was actually my mate. Alan was watching that with me at the time, and I guarantee he'd say that too, man. It traumatized us. We did not sleep that night. At all. Man, yeah, that was a good one.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan film. That's the one I
went. Who?
M. Night Shyamalan.
I have no idea about it. Oh, wait, no idea, yeah.
Made The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
And then he made a bunch of crap films.
That was another one. Actually, Jesus, The Sixth Sense. Man, the film was grand, but
I've never seen it.
I saw that when I was 10.
I've never seen that film.
Did you not?
Ruined for me. That became the running joke and everything.
Yeah, but
ruined for me, so I'm never watching this.
Still, it's... That film was that actually scared me because I saw it when I was 10, and the part where the kid, the little young fella, gets pulled, he's like a little, there's like this thing under the stairs, it's like a little basement or something like that, and he goes in and it sounds like the monster bleeding rips him like batters them or something, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, ah, screaming and all. It's what you don't see that fucks you up, you know what I mean? That part.
There's a difference between the monster ripping him. Oh my god,
and then the part when he runs, the part when he's in the tent and he turns around and there's the ghost with the sick coming out of our mouth or his mouth. He's like, he only blew the back of his head off with a shotgun. He's like, follow me, I know where my dad's shotgun is. And he turns around and like half his head is blown off. Oh man, that film really scared me, man. Yeah, but I was 10. I remember hiding behind, I watched it in my auntie's house and I remember hiding behind the cushion watching it like, and then like holding my breath on the jumpy bits and all. Like, oh. Yeah, there's a lot of them. I've actually had a lot of them. I'm not a horror person, like at all. Do you know what I mean? I prefer the comedies.
But they're not kids' films though. Like, but like, a lot of that stuff did come in though. People were saying like, mom was at the films they shouldn't have watched as kids, but they had their moments. Another one that was said to us was Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka. Oh yeah.
But when Willy Wonka was said to me, I was like, oh yeah, the tunnel. Where he just starts.
That actually was quite chanting. Freaky. I forgot about that. Mega, actually. Mega, yeah, man. What the fuck? What was that all about?
Mega went, no, not that part. That was grand with that part. So
I wasn't. That actually kind of freaked me out now. It's still freaky.
Megan's part is Augustus Gloomp.
Yeah.
Falling into the river of chocolate.
Yeah.
And getting sucked up into the pipe.
When he gets sucked in. Oh, that's actually kind of, when you think about that, the reality.
That is claustrophobia. That is phobia is playing.
That is kind of like, think about that. Getting stuck in one of a tube like that, he'd drown in that thing.
The fat bass was dead.
Well, in reality, he would be.
Going up in a river of shite.
Sorry, but like, don't be like, told not to go in there for that reason, don't.
Eating chocolate. Imagine just going up and eating just a river of chocolate. Like, yeah.
Well, like, yeah, no, come on. You would have to.
Would
like,
you?
You saw a river of chocolate, you wouldn't taste it.
Get a straw. Going down and manhandling
with
your
hands.
You didn't
have a straw.
But did you see where they were?
Yeah,
they were eating,
there
like,
probably was straws, yeah. But still, like, you'd have to taste it regardless. Do you know what I mean? I don't blame poor Augustus
Gloom
for tasting it. But like, if he was told to get away after like taking about 10 sips before, he says, yeah, don't be doing that. And he just didn't listen. So no, that was his own fault.
No, stop. You know? Come back.
But I don't know how he fell in. Like, in the movie, he just kind of goes, ew. Does somebody knock him in? How does he fall in again?
Falls in, he's a fat cunt.
Yeah, now, come on now, come on.
What?
Not that bad. That's harsh.
It's a 40-year-old film. I think he's alright.
I think he's right.
Speaking of
but yeah,
speaking
that's
of,
karma,
speaking of Charlie and the chocolate factory.
What?
Just a really shout outs.
What?
Shout out to one one of the best.
See, it catches on.
One of the best Reddit subreddits of all time.
What?
Grandpa Joe. Hey.
Grandpa Joe.
People fucking hate Grandpa Joe.
Who's Grandpa Joe?
Grandpa Joe, Charlie's grandpa. Grandpa.
What? In what? Wait.
Charlie, who goes to
Charlie? Oh, Grandpa Joe, sorry, in Willy Wonka, sorry. Yeah. I got
so there's a subreddit called Grandpa Joe. Hey.
Grandpa Joe?
And the top comment, we see you clicking onto it. Grandpa Joe is a lazy cunt. And there's all these tags. Anytime you put something, you can pick a tag.
Yeah.
So all the tags are like, fuck Grandpa Joe. Fuck
Grandpa Joe. Wait, what is this? Hold on, Grandpa Joe.
There's a funny one. Grandpa Joe equals Hitler.
Grandpa Joe is Hitler.
Yeah.
Poor Grandpa. There's one. There's a sympathizer. Poor Grandpa Joe. What is this one?
Oh, that's the new SpongeBob meme.
When you've been in bed for 20 years and your grandson gets a golden ticket.
I'm on my head out.
I'm on my head out. It's SpongeBob getting out of the chair. Yeah.
But
anyway.
Everyone hates Grandpa Joe. There's one as well. It's like Grandpa Joe is a war criminal. Look.
Grandpa Joe's why? Like why? Why did it? Why? Why is there a Grandpa Joe hating movement?
Because he's a lazy cunt.
Grandpa Joe, when he noticed, he could go,
I'm gonna
get me some chocolate.
I'm gonna save these and put them up on the video. Yeah, when you're watching on YouTube, you can see the memes that we're looking at. But yeah, there's a whole thing. Let's see who the biggest imposter is.
It's Grandpa Joe.
Everyone hates Grandpa Joe.
He just wanted that golden ticket himself. Grandpa Joe, fuck him.
If you look up,
he played Charlie.
If you ever look at Charlie now,
did nothing and he got everything handed to him. He'd want to.
Did you ever look at Charlie now? Did you?
No,
he looks like Grandpa Joe.
Really?
A little bit, yeah. At first glance, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he looks like
Grandpa
Joe.
Like the dude that played Charlie in the original.
Yeah.
Movie, Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
No way.
It was Peter or something, I think.
Oh, he does. He looks like fucking Grandpa Joe. He actually does.
There's another picture of him. He looks like him.
Yeah, he looks like there. No, but he still looks like him there. Holy Jesus.
He looks like Grandpa Joe, doesn't he?
He looks like Grandpa Joe. Grandpa Joe.
If you look up them as well, I think Grandpa Joe's picture is
That was a good old movie. The original, like Johnny Depp, Johnny Depp's great act and all, man, but like that was weird. That was creepy.
Someone on the subreddit tried to put a picture of the Johnny Depp version of Grandpa Joe. Like, any word for this motherfucker? It's like, people go, no, his backstory, he's a veteran, leave him alone, motherfucker. You're banned from this subreddit. Like
Grandpa Joe's alright, leave him
rather
alone.
Rather strange now, if you looked up the original Willy Wonka cast, Jack Albertine, who plays Grandpa Joe, his picture was a Grandpa Joe hat, the scumbag Steve meme with evil on the hat. So people got that to Google. But yeah, so, fuck Grandpa Joe. And
Grandpa Joe.
So yeah, Augustus Gloom falling into the soup was Megan's one. A Courage the Cowardly Dog had an episode.
Oh, I remember that. And it was a good card.
The episodes that are like the slab or something. There's something in the basement coming for him.
Yeah.
I can't remember
what this scared you?
It's scary. This is one of those up there with Judge Doom moments. Like,
what?
Yeah, there's a fucking
Judge Doom. What are you talking about?
Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This is up there with people going,
Home Alone, the oven, what was it? The furnace.
The old man in Home Alone as well.
He didn't scare me. Well, actually, yeah. When I saw it as a kid, it was kind of like, oh.
And then the pigeon lady in number 2, who looks like Piers Morgan.
The pigeon lady in Home Alone 2 looking like Piers Morgan, man. Yeah, she actually does, like, a bit. She was Irish.
Was she?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, was she Irish or was she like, come here to me now, Kevin?
I'm pretty sure she actually was Irish in real life. I think so, I'm not sure. Hope so. But anyway. Was other ones. I'm trying to think of what other ones. There's a lot of other ones, man. That scared me. Oh, yeah. There's a film that I saw before called Event Horizon. Another one that Alan saw with me.
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. They take the piss out of Family Guy, I think. It's mentioned in Family Guy.
Is that
Lawrence Fishburne.
Is that Hell in Space?
Yeah. And it's stupid. Like, do you see?
It's a stupid film.
Yeah, but it's scared the absolute, because there's a part in it where they watch it, they get to the ship, this ship basically gets sent out and all the crew go missing, nobody is answering, so they send out a rescue ship to go get it, and it turns out it went into a black hole and brought hell back onto the ship with it and all, and it's crazy, man. But
sounds like Doom.
It's probably watching it back now, it's probably not great, but like when I watched it, I think I was 11 or something.
There was a director's cut of it and it crowded the best parts.
Did it? But there's a part where they get to the ship, right? Anyway, the part that scared me the most was when they get to the ship though, and they watch this video back of all the crew basically getting murdered, and it cuts to this dude holding 2 eyeballs in his hands, look, with no eyes, like any sockets, looking down at the video, and he says something in like Latin or like he says something. And it's crazy, man. That was the only bit that scared, that traumatized me. I just never forgot that when I saw it. I was like, whoa.
There's parts of it that are like,
oh yeah, that bit. That's the end.
You are the bit there. Like you can see the whole, you see them all like pure butchered.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Like, oh, then you see the director's cut.
That bit. When he looked, your man puts his hands on him, he shows him images of what he saw and all, and fucking you see weird people. Ah, yeah, it's real creepy, like. Yeah, it was scary. That film was scary.
That's not a kid's film.
Not a kid's film. Like actually, the animals. But I saw it as a kid.
Probably like The Animals of Farting Wood.
I'm just naming films that I saw as a kid. What?
The Animals of Farting Wood.
No. Wait. That animals. Rings a bell. That does ring a bell, though. Hang on a minute. Animals of Farting Wood. Yeah, I did see that, man.
But it just like the animals, pure fucking.
It's
tearing each other.
They kill each other like they. Oh wait, did I see it?
Like,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I did see it.
That's one of those, like, animals.
That's
fucking
not scary, though.
As a kid, cartoon.
We're looking at Google images of, like, the fight scenes in the thing. And there's
rabbits
like,
and
savage.
All getting milked.
It's savage. Holy shit. Man. Or,
Look, that's like, oh, straight up. Ooh, that's what
led to. Alright then, hold on. I have to think of a kid's one then.
I'm saying, like. No, they are good. Like, obviously people, like, obviously when you're growing up, you think, like, oh, I'm going to watch these films without, I'm not scared. Instantly get scared.
Oh, what was that one film? I saw a film years ago, and it's like these kangaroo warriors. I know that sounds mad, but I swear, man, what's it called? This kid, right, in the film.
Kangaroo warriors.
Yeah, type it in, kangaroo warriors, right? Kangaroo warriors, it has to come up. I don't know if that was the film. I don't think, that's obviously not the film. Kangaroo
Warriors of Virtue?
Yes, Warriors of Virtue, man, and they were kangaroos, and this kid, right, it's like a whole nother dimension that he falls into. He falls down the sewer and he goes into like this waterfall. He goes down this waterfall thing and it brings him to a whole other fucking world where they work, these kangaroos are like warriors. It's class, it was. What? There's a few bits in that film that scared me. And the never ending story. There's another one. The part with them things, I think it was the second one. There, yeah. We're looking at pictures of it now, man. It's mad looking.
It looks like Ted dancing.
But I thought that film was class.
It's like Ted dancing.
It was actually pretty cool. But it was they were like ancient warriors and but they were kangaroos, like it was cool, man. But anyway, that and the never ending story, I think it was the second one where these things start coming up out of the ground. Ground starts cracking open and all these minion mad things, I don't know, they start coming up out of the ground, man. That absolutely, I was like, watching that shit, man. Oh, I couldn't believe it. But that, there's two.
There's another thing as well, like Tales of the Crypt used to come on TV in the morning.
Yeah, that was creepy.
The Crypt Keeper used
but to be. But Are You Afraid of the Dark was the scariest, I thought. Like that, some of them were stupid.
Some of them were good.
Goosebumps like, wasn't that bad.
Goosebumps, yeah.
Wasn't that bad.
Goosebumps.
Still a bit creepy though.
Goosebumps is like JonTron has a great video on both.
Yeah, I saw them, yeah.
And it just shows like the opinion of
sure,
like,
JonTron.
The 90s era of the cool kid, you know?
Yeah.
It's the WhatsApp. Don't open it. Trust me, don't open it.
Why?
It's a bad video.
Well, then I'm not watching it. What do you mean?
Does the thumbnail of it? It's just.
I'm not watching it. Man. WhatsApp is crazy, man. For stuff going around, isn't it? It's mad.
I hate that shit.
But, I know.
That was Harry Fred and Goosebumps. That was like the 90s kid. With like the medium length blonde hair.
Yeah, there's always
cool,
that.
Cool, man.
Hey, like, man. Hey! That's the universal fucking
blonde 90s kid. Hey!
Hey! What's up, man?
That's just like a quote. It's like,
hey, Jimmy! Oh, he's like Jimmy.
He just happens to come out of nowhere and just stops the push bike. Hey, nice bike.
Nice bike. Where'd you get? Yeah, that's the bully. Like,
it's mine now. Hey, oh man.
I'll take that bike.
And like the music and all, like, it just cuts to like, he gets pushed. And it's just like cuts the ground that he just falls into frame. He couldn't actually push the kid off the bike because he was the crap actor.
It's like, a picture of him. You see his hands and then it cuts to just him. Ah, falling on the ground. That's my bike now, Jimmy.
That was like the fucking...
And then he'll stand up and he'll be like... And like stamp his feet on the ground and he'll be...
And it's like
as he's walking home, you know what I mean? Pure... And then some like... Bling. And he cut to him walking in, and then his ma's like in the kitchen. Megan, oh, hey, Jimmy,
what's going on?
I'm Jimmy,
breakfast. So
Jimmy, he won't tell his ma that his boy got robbed because he's cool like that. You know, he keeps it to himself.
Because
he's a young man.
The other has an older brother.
Nah, mom.
Or a younger sister.
I'm okay. Or something like that, an older brother, that's an arsehole.
Well, come we go, hey, what's up?
No, well, they'll either be an arsehole or he'll be really sound. You know what I mean?
It's like, what's up, but hey, he goes down to Nuggie, he's like, get off me.
Yeah, I've had a really bad day.
Hey, leave Jimmy alone. And then, sorry, the little sister's going, what are you doing with your mom? Jimmy has like,
Either that or she'd be the coolest dude. Yeah, they're either really bad, really, they're either arseholes or they're really sound.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
One episode, we're going to reenact like a 90s generic
kids.
90s Goosebumps episode.
We just fucking did.
We're going to write it, sound effects and all for one episode.
And then the dad's always like real, role model dad.
Hey, what happened today? Fix your bike.
He'll know. Like, yeah.
Oh, I got rid of the bike. Why? I don't want it anymore. I was like, okay, so.
And then they'll twig that something happened though. Jimmy, what's wrong, Jimmy? Did someone, you know what I mean? Don't ever let someone put you down, Jimmy.
Whereas, if this was, let's take this story.
And then that's when the ghost will like, something happened then.
Oh, that's great, great.
That's all in the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Oh, what happens is, so ghost two ways. Then the ghost will appear that night, or his uncle will walk into the room, he's like, hey, Jimmy. But no one else talks to the uncle, only Jimmy. And at the end, you find out the uncle's the ghost. He's like, hey, Jim, what's going on? He's like, nothing.
And the uncle or like some, his friend or something will come and in, and you like, find out Malgo, his friend
did you say something? He's like, no. Because the man can't know he's not talking to the uncle because that gives it away.
And then it'd be like, you're not even laugh at the
end. And the uncle killed all the people for him at the end and got his bike back. Whereas reality, if you took that story and placed it in Dublin and he came in and I was like, hey, Jimmy, you want to sit down? I was like, where's your bike? I don't want my bike anymore. I was like, you for real? What do you mean,
Jimmy? Where's your bike gone?
That was a 200-pound
Jimmy,
fucking
trick. Jimmy, better go and get that bike. Where's back that now.
Get the fucking bike. I don't care if the lift is broke.
Get down, bang, Jimmy.
The brother comes in, hits him. What did I tell you about hitting him? Out of the window in the flats. Where's the bike? Yeah. I know you're that.
Get out and get the bike back there for your brother.
Dad puts the Hurley out the window, 14 floors up, waves it. You'll get this across the head.
Those were the scary, well, the semi, like.
That was scary real life. Just Dublin.
Back in the 90s.
So let's do that in the future sometime. Let's just write an episode with Stevie and we'll just radio play it for the crack.
Yeah. We just nailed that 90s one day, though.
Goosebumps. It's all about, like.
Well, that goosebumps. Are you afraid of the dark?
Goosebumps. But it's all about
Tales of the Crypt.
Doing bumps.
Tales of the Crypt is older than the 90s, though, no?
Yeah, I think so.
That's 80s, like.
Let's do Goosebumps, right? But it's geese doing bumps of coke. Hmm? So it's just geese doing bumps, like. Goosebumps. A lot of geese going out of Phoenix Park, over.
Any bread, lads? Yeah, could be kids listening.
Diet Coke. Zero Coke. Just bread.
Zero Coke. Goosebumps.
That's it, like. It's just like a white logo. It's like, it just flows
away.
Tails
of the sniff.
Oh man. I know right now we're trying to fill time's boat with.
I'm trying to think of other ones.
I don't know if you are. Are you afraid of the dark is going to the roller?
That's the one that I'm trying to think of.
I'm going to the Rolodex
now,
Awards in my head. I'm going to do what Mandy is trying to throw in. This went well off kilter.
Oh well.
If those Hands shows scared you, these shows are just made up and just make you feel better that night.
Yeah. Here we go. But there was a few. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what our movies that scared me, though. The Labyrinth actually kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Labyrinth?
Yeah.
That
was a bit creepy.
Camille del Toro film. With.
And The Dark Crystal.
That's out on Netflix now.
They remade that, yeah.
Not remade it.
Well, it's actually a prequel.
It's a prequel, is it?
It's a prequel, yeah.
I never seen it.
I saw it years ago.
Is that the one with David
Bowie in it? No, that's Labyrinth.
Oh, Labyrinth.
Yeah. The Dark Crystal has like the puppets and...
Right.
David Bowie. The Christ, the Vulture things and the Dark Crystal. The Vulture things.
There's a picture of David Bowie in that.
Yeah.
Like, in his tights.
The big bleeding bulge on him. Big 80s hair in them and all.
It's a kids film. Can we not put Bowie in tights if we're down with this place?
But he would have been the most badass motherfucker back then for doing that. Do you know what I mean? Probably like
Bowie did what he wanted.
Slaying women. David Bowie, man, I'd say he would have got all the poutine out of that, wearing his tights and his big knee-high boots and shit. Yeah, they did. They loved him, man. That's no lie, though. You know what I mean? They loved him.
Bowie.
He was a legend, though. Rest in peace, Bowie, bro.
David Bowie. He was a legend.
Yeah, he was. He was cool, in fairness. Like, he was cool. He done some cool shit.
There's an interview or something that someone says, like, How are you looking into the future? It's not something like his music and all that.
Yeah.
And it's just him going, I look like this, and you start staring like that, just in the distance. That's how I look into the future, or something like that.
He was real smart, man. He was clever.
Yeah, man. He
played the game well.
He got an A in foundation, man.
Yeah, fair play to him. I got a B.
I failed.
But yeah, I don't know. If there's any other questions, though.
Yeah, try us a few questions. We'd love to do like a Q&A.
There's like other stuff like that.
Try us questions and we'll do them on another podcast. Do you want. Give us something to do for the hot sauce as well.
Give us topics. If there's any. What do you mean, like.
Because instead of just sitting there eating hot sauce.
I'm not just going to eat hot sauce. I'll put on a bit of chicken or something. That's what you have to do. I'm not just going to eat the hot sauce. Are you having a laugh, bro? Eating the hot sauce?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. No, man, you have no idea how hot this is.
Oh, not like shots. But
if you want to do that, yeah, no, but you're going to suffer.
As in, like, dabbing, like, a fork into it.
No.
I'm not talking about spewing.
You need to eat it with
it.
Something. You got to put it on, like, a chicken wing or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even if it's only just one bleeding chicken wing.
Let me go out to Spar.
Unless you get those noodles and move the hot sauce into the noodles.
Let me go out to fucking Super Value.
What if we do that?
Can I get one noodle, one wing?
What if we do that?
No, because you have to cook it in the sauce. Don't cook the sauce like that.
No, you don't. You're supposed to put the hot sauce in after and stir it. That's it. That's all you do. Yeah, no. Why not? What do you mean? No,
I'd rather eat a chicken wing.
What? That would be intense though, man. I'm not lying.
I'd rather eat a chicken wing.
That would leave you in a bad way. But, right, we have to eat with some. Yeah. But either way, we'll be brave about it. Right? We're not going to be no bitches about it.
We're going to be brave, boys.
We're not going to be a bitch about it. I'm not being a bitch about it. You're not being a bitch about it. You better not be.
I'm not being a bitch. You've been a bitch.
I'm not being a bitch. You're
not being a bitch. You've been a bitch.
No, we're not going to be.
Oh, real quick. You know what CEX has now in the Omni?
What?
Tony Hawk will never end again.
No way. Tony Hawk's Underground. That was a good game.
Yeah, Tony Hawk Underground.
Underground 2 was good as well.
Yeah, Tony Hawk 3 as well.
Nah, well, that was good, but Underground was the best Tony Hawk.
I know, but...
The both of them.
Thinking of, like, if I wanted to buy a Tony Hawk game, I'd have better crack with 3 for the sake of... I don't have to put time into a story.
How many Undergrounds was that? 2 or 3?
2.
2, yeah.
Talking took 2.
And what was the other one that came out?
American Wasteland.
On the PS3, though.
Oh, Tony Hawk.
There was another one where Project it was like... there was a story on it.
Project E.
Was it that one? I don't know.
American Wasteland's PS2. That was the last proper Tony
American
Hawk
Wasteland
we got.
Was good.
That was
as
the last
well.
Proper one we got.
That was a good one.
And then they just decided to go, shy.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Tony Hawk's
was good when it lasted.
Tony Hawk's Underground will always hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Fuck Eric.
Yeah, fuck Eric Sparrow.
Fuck Eric Sparrow, man. Yeah, in the story.
In all fairness, though, one of the funniest lines ever was in Russia in that tank.
Do a smirk, man.
Do a smirk, man.
Yeah. That was a good old game, yeah.
Stealing that.
So yeah, if there's anything any topics, ideas, questions, anything like that people can think of, please, listeners, go on, throw some stuff out there. Go on, because this is a bit of bands and we go with that shit, so
you just seen it.
Throw it out there.
We talk about the cartoon and scary moments, just
tangent off loads of
shit, man. Make around 90s TV show,
man.
Yeah, cool. I know you're in a hurry, so we'll finish it up now real quick.
Wait, how long are we running at now?
About 40 minutes, so it's...
Oh, yeah, so we'll look for Carla.
Next week,
yeah.
Stevie's on. Finally, we're making a plan. I said we're making a plan with the stream. We're going to make a plan for other people. Stevie O'Halloran will be on next week.
Oh, yeah, Stevie O'Halloran is coming on with us next week, yeah.
He's just coming on for the... just as a guest.
Yeah, great man for the comedy.
And then we're going to be planning...
And a good friend.
The skits.
What?
We're going to be planning the skits.
Just planning skits. We're going to start doing like... kind of maybe like radio style comedy skits and stuff like that. I'm going to throw them into the podcast and stuff. Just for the crack.
You met Stevie.
I'm going to make up some ideas. And as well as that, on that topic, if there's anybody with ideas, throw them out there.
Yeah.
Throw them out there.
We won't pay it.
We won't pay it, but throw them out there. We're not even getting paid, so just throw them out. It's all for the crack.
We met Stevie from working on Fair City.
Yeah, and he works on the set with us in the stage department. Yeah. He's a legend. He is an absolute legend.
Kept in touch with him ever since I left still.
He's
so good
friend and colleague.
Also, shout out
so
to
So he's
Yo.
Coming out. You're going to be introduced to him and his crazy ass mentality.
It's still Wes's job, but shout out to my old job and Wes's job, Fair City. 30 years next week.
30 years, yeah. Yeah, Fair City's running, for those that don't know, Fair City's running 30 years this year.
Other
30 years anniversary. We've been there.
Tune in.
In the past, we've been there. I'm there now. It's been part of our lives, so yeah, we had to give a shout out to that. Like,
thanks for everything.
Thank you. So we landed on that.
As always, this has been Wes.
Yo, nice one, peeps.
And throughout the entirety of this, I have been Louis. I said that one episode.
And this has been Bitter Bands.
Bitter Bands. I'd love to get the E4, man.
Bitter Bands. Yeah, Bitter Bands. Yeah. If the E4 guy ever hears this, do it for us, will you?
Bitter Bands. Roddy Good Show.
But, right then.
Nice one. Take it easy.
And if it's easy,
take it home.
Peace.
Hey, Jimmy.